And welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Picture Editor. Today I have two guests that really have nothing else to do. They're here with their new, I guess, what is this? A web series again, guys?
Another web series, yep.
Yes, sir. Okay, Bigfoot and Jeff, Matt Torrey, JJ Carroll have really nothing else to do because they keep coming back to amuse me. So that's good.
The best podcast in the game.
I'll take that as a positive. So I want to start off. People know, I mean, me and Matt have been talking 10 years now.
Probably, yeah. Since 2017, we make movies. Yeah.
So 7 years ago. Okay. I want to say, what has happened to you, Matt? And like, the production values are excellent.
Well, that's just part of, you know, more collaborators, more money, it gets better.
No,
it's not just me with a camera in the backyard, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you've definitely, I take a step forward from Sunshine Boys. No, Beach Boys, sorry. Like, I see a huge difference in the quality of your shooting and the quality of your setups and, like, literally everything from this film. And that includes makeup. So what are you doing differently?
Well, this one, we wanted it to feel a little more cinematic. It's a little bit different. The Beach Boys was a little more, you know, we wanted it to feel kind of unpolished. It's more of a, you know, we didn't really use a lot of, in terms of like lighting setups and things. We wanted it to be a little more natural kind of feeling, where this one is much more of a, hey, we want this to feel like you're watching a movie. You know what I mean? Like something really cinematic in the forest with Bigfoot. And it's just kind of a different look we're going for.
Oh, I can't let you go.
It's actually
off
the same cinematographer as the Beach Boys, though, Townsend.
Okay. JJ, yeah. You've seen his other work.
Uh-huh.
Do you not see a difference from this work to, like, let's get into this a bit more. We can't let him off the hook that easy.
There's like absolutely a difference.
Vanilla answer.
I mean, at this time, too, it's like, I think we had a little bit of money to play with, too, which is
okay, good. You
know, so we had a little more money and a little more time, because with Beach Boys, it's like we're shooting, oh gosh, like 12 pages a day. I feel like sometimes it was even more. But, yeah. You know, we're doing like tons and tons of setups, and we don't have that much time, to where it's like this one, it's like pretty focused. Okay, here's your 8 pages you need to get through. You know, and so we're just like, all right, let's go. And like, you know, we had a lot more equipment. I think that was the biggest crew we've ever had on anything we've done. But yeah.
Yeah. We had about a crew about 20 people, I'd say.
Okay. So that's the answer I'm looking for. As opposed to this vanilla thing you gave me. I'm not letting you off, Tori. You've been here too many times. I'm going to start calling you out. So with the production, who's in charge of the thing? Are both you in charge of this production? Or does
we
Matt
created
take
it
over
with our
director?
It's the two of us with our buddy Matt Hawksworth, who's also the producer on it. So
okay,
three of us are kind of the creators of it.
Well, let's back this up. How do you manage 20 people? I mean, you're used to, I mean, Matt, you start off with you and your friends in the backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty easy to manage because they'll listen to you because you have a camera and you're going to feed them lunch. They're in.
Yeah.
So now you have 20 people in a thing. Like, help me out. How do you control that? That's a big production for you.
You're not going to like the answer. You're going to call it the vanilla answer again. But basically,
then I'm going to ask JJ the same question.
The hard part is just getting people who are good at their job. But then once you have a bunch of people who are very good at what they do, and you know them, and they're your friends, or you know at least you've seen their work, and you know people who vouch for them. Actually, making the thing on the set is not really the thing that's to worry about, because everyone knows what they're doing and everyone's there for the right intentions and they're good at what they do.
Okay. JJ, I'm going to ask you the same question, but just because this is still like getting my answer to me. When you're hiring people and you're hiring some of the same people, but you must hire new people with 20.
Yeah,
Beach Boys
yeah.
did not have, you had your chance, Matt. You're out of luck.
Yeah,
JJ, explain to me, how do you find new people? Like, how do you know these people's qualities works good for this production?
Well, a lot of times, I mean, I feel like this whole business is so based on referrals of like friends of friends. And then it's just like finding that at first it's finding the department heads of like, okay, who are the people that are going to be in charge of this? So it's like, if this fails, that's on you. And I think nobody wants to fail, you know, too. And even too, it's just like when you're paying somebody for something, it's like they, and it's a project that they're excited about. They want to bring their best, and they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to bring these people onto my team because I know that they can do it. And so it's in a lot of ways, it is kind of like a trust thing of like, all right, we trust you, do your thing. But if you screw it up, it's on you.
Perfect. Okay. Now you guys did do a Kickstarter. I mean, you can't deny me because you did kind of gave me a bunch of videos that had a Kickstarter on it. And mm-hmm. I would say it's did soft.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. how do you manage that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've had a lot of conversations about this, like with our producer, and you know, there's a lot of things that we would do different. Like if we were to start again, I think we rushed it a bit, but still, like we did feel like it generated some good buzz. And you know, at that point, it's like, okay, well, we didn't get what we needed, but we still, you know, need to do something. And so we've just been kind of like working, and you know, we've got a lot of stuff kind of like right in the pipeline. We're waiting on a couple like conversations with some people who might want to come on, with additional funding, things like that. But there is you know, there's more coming, and you know, because obviously we're like, hey, we want to honor
perfect
what great. We had said.
Yeah, I do want people to know, Matt has informed me before we started, there are more episodes coming. So right now there's only one episode out.
Just the one episode. Basically, we did the one episode as part of the Kickstarter campaign to try to do a whole season. And we didn't raise as much as we were hoping. So we're still going to be doing at least a few more episodes. But then like JJ said, there's some conversations happening where some other people might be coming on as investors or whatever. So we're trying to figure out what the next step is before we actually go into production again.
Don't worry, people. I am going to get into it. I'm just busting Matt's chops for a while because he's giving me these vanilla answers. Who edited this? I got to say the editing is crisp. I really like the editing. Nice work. Was that you, Matt? It.
Yes. Yep.
Much better. I thought your scene transference or from Beach Boys to this, much more flawless, much more, I'd say, quality. I definitely think you after 7 years, you're getting it.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll take it.
Trust me. I watch tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to finally get into your 9-minute thing, so don't worry. Let's start with the easy question. What park are we in?
We are in the fictional Hokum National Park. It's not a real national park, just in our universe.
I understand that, but where was it filmed? In JJ's backyard?
No, it was filmed in a city named Fraser Park, which is kind of, if you're familiar with like the Grapevine area of, you know, north of Los Angeles, kind of in the mountains north of LA.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'm there quite often, just, you know, walking around looking for Yogi Bear. Okay. You guys are filming at night, which is something new for you. You don't do a lot of night filming outside usually for you, Matt. Most of your stuff is daylight, houses. So how different was that for you to film nighttime in a park?
Well, nighttime's a lot more difficult, that what goes without saying, because of all the lighting setups. And I mean, I think we filmed, JJ, do you remember what time we finished? Because we basically filmed all through the night. I think we wrapped around 4 or 5, I want to say.
I honestly can't remember. That whole day is such a blur.
Because half the whole episode is at night. So that was half the shoot day. And so we started those scenes around 9 or 10 or whatever. And then it went all through the night. So it definitely is a much more difficult challenge because you have to, you can't rely on the natural lighting. You have to create all of the lighting yourself. So there's a lot more time spent to set up all the lights, make sure everything that's going to be in the background is lit, make sure the things you don't want lit are staying dark. And then you have to make it look naturalistic too. You have to make it look like moonlight and so on.
Okay, JJ, did you help with the lights? Because he's not telling me what kind of lights we're using. Like, I need some more
questions. Neither of us could answer that question. That's why we hired other people.
Fair enough. Now, are you in costume this whole time, JJ?
So most of the night. So, I mean, I don't know if you noticed a little Easter egg, but I played one of the tourists in the beginning. So it was just like a fun little thing. And then pretty much right after that, I went and I got I got in costume, and so it's about an like 30 to probably 45 to an hour process fully of like getting fully in the suit and getting it all dialed. I mean, we were even having problems with the mask. So the mask is glued to my face, but the glue, we tried like four different glues and it wasn't working. I think my
So
face
it's
is
not
just
makeup, that's a
too
mask.
beautiful. It's a mask and makeup. So it's like
That's what I thought.
So like my like around my eyes is all makeup, and then a little bit around my
Yeah.
mouth, but it's all the rest is there, and then like some gunk on my teeth, things like that. But that's all Jesse Velez from Raptor House Effects, who's just, I mean, phenomenal job. Like it's just I remember the first time that we put that thing on, and it was just mind-boggling. It was like, this is crazy.
Matt, did you have problems with perspective? I mean, JJ is not short. Right? We already know that. So, did you have perspective on trying to shoot that scene? Because, I mean, you got to have your ranger with him at the same time, and you got to give me some idea to make Bigfoot big. Man, I don't want him to be 5'3". So, how'd you
Well, that's
work that
kind of
in on your shot with the night shooting?
the fun of it, because you want him to feel a lot taller than Jeff, but then also you want them to be together in the shots, right? So you don't want, them so far apart that it doesn't look visually appealing. So JJ's actually wearing lifts in the shoes. So I think with the lifts and with the mask and there's like a thing on top of the head in the mask as well. I think it gives you like what, an extra 8 inches or so.
Something like that. I'm
Wow.
like almost I think I'm like almost 7 foot in that thing.
Yeah,
Okay.
and Kevin Medlin, who plays Jeff, he's probably like what, like 5'4" or something, 5'5".
Maybe 5'8". I mean, he's short compared to me. Very much.
So that's a big difference next to each other, and when you put them next to each other, it kind of just does it for itself visually. And then whenever we're looking at Bigfoot, I tried to work with Townsend to my rule was kind of I always want to be looking up at Bigfoot, which is goes you know is pretty simple, but
Who is
it
Townsend?
helps the Townsend's our cinematographer,
Thank you.
and it that just helps the audience visually get the sense of how tall he is.
So, JJ, how's walking in lifts then? I didn't know you had lifts. I didn't notice. I mean, so good work, Matt, because you never show me his feet. Let's be honest. You never give me any feet.
Well, you got to pay extra for that,
I guess we
in
better
this
kick into
economy.
that Kickstarter.
But it's weird. I mean, it's like you're going downhill. It feels like very kind of like unstable, but I mean, you get kind of used to it after a while, but it's still like pretty tough to traverse around different things. So I pretty much had Jesse or Cameron, our other guy who was helping with the suit, kind of with me like at all times, like making sure I didn't trip and
Well,
fall.
that's what I
And
was worried about.
so yeah, because
Yeah.
even too, it's like with the mask, like that, just the way that it kept on going, they had to come in and fix it a lot. And so a
Yeah.
lot of it, I mean, even to this pilot, a lot of it was like kind of even like working out kinks of like, okay, now we know like how this is going to work for the future. And then even too, the also the weather was a little bit of a factor, because it was freezing cold. So I mean, I was fine. The rest of the crew was pretty awful, like, but even just like the way that the glue would go on my face, it would get like cold and then like freeze, and then I'd be in the mask and it'd be all sweaty and warm again. Just a lot of
Oh, I can't let this go.
a lot of
Being
crazy.
Canadian, you know where I live. Now, how cold? Just give it to me in your numbers. I'll figure it out. Is it like 70?
Oh no. I
No,
think
no, no. It was in the 30s. It was like high 30s at night.
Okay, that's cold. I will totally give that to you. Okay, so you're getting to my weather now.
Like
Okay.
I think it actually snowed the next day.
It did snow the next day.
It
Oh
snowed the
my
next day
God.
at our location, and we had set those dates, and we're like, okay, this is kind of the only weekend we can do it with like our crew, everybody's available. Let's just hope that the weather's okay. And honestly, like daytime, absolutely beautiful. I mean, the night was cold, but it was what we needed to be. It was fine. And then the next day, snowstorm came through. We're like, oh, thank God.
So just so I understood, this is all shot in one day.
It was, yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to the short. There's an item a man is holding with a flame. One of the tourists lights up. What is that? I could not figure it out.
Which in the beginning?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to discuss.
With a flame. I'm not sure what you're
He
referencing.
lights a flame. You see him light a flame to stop something. He's doing the marshmallows, so he has to light a flame to do the marshmallows. Oh,
I'm
to
not
God, do
sure.
I just write down the minute mark? Don't worry about it. Let's move along.
Hold on.
There is a flame in
He's
your
looking it
film.
up. He's looking it up. I'm
Okay,
gonna
well, I'm
look it
going to
up.
ask my next question while he's looking it
Okay.
up. Bigfoot costume. Did you have it made?
Yes,
Yes.
JJ mentioned Jesse Velez of Raptor House Effects. They made the suit, and that's actually something he's been working on a very long time. There's kind of a long history with this project. This is the first thing JJ and I ever wrote together back in 2016.
Hold on,
And
JJ's been around since 2016,
he
then I
has
didn't
been.
meet him
I
till
have. He has been. Yeah,
interesting.
but we didn't make anything together really until the Beach Boys, because this was going to be something that was made in like 2017 era, and then it fell apart. And so we were like, hey, let's do something else. We're tired of things not happening. So we went and made the Beach Boys. So, but the Bigfoot project is like the first thing we ever worked on together. And the suit has been being worked on since then. So it kind of was almost finished back then, and then it didn't get finished for some different reasons. And then when we picked the project back up about a year or two ago, he went ahead and finished the suit. And it was a real long process. It's a really intricate suit. It's with yak fur and everything.
JJ, did you find my scene yet?
Are you talking about the hot dog that he has?
Is
The
that
guy?
what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what it was. There's a
That's
long group of people in that scene.
yeah.
And I didn't know what that was, what he's lighting. So he's lighting a hot dog on fire. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
I can't believe the director didn't know that because, I mean, he did set up the scene. It's just kind of strange. Okay, Matto Mellow, is that a real thing? Who made this up?
I mean, that was just something where, like, what would be. We made it up in the writer's room. We had some other options as well, but we're like, what would Bigfoot be like? Oh, these two things together is delicious. AKA, it's just like, oh, the things that people leave behind at a campsite, those are the things.
Oh,
He's like, this is a delicacy.
it's a great joke. Do not get me wrong. I love the joke. I want to know if either of you have ever had one.
I mean, during filming,
Tried it, yeah.
And?
not great. Not great.
Okay.
Not great. But I think that, with a couple tweaks, it could be good. Maybe just a little less ketchup and a little more sugar,
Yeah.
How many guitars did you guys go through?
Just
We had
one,
one.
surprisingly.
Did you have more on set?
We were
We had
supposed
well, we
to
had
have.
another one that, but not one that could be broken. We had just one that was broke that could be broken, and we were like, "Hey, we have one chance for this, and if we mess it up, we'll have to use some visual trickery to use the other one somehow, and he won't smash it." So basically, it was either he smashes it, or the scene doesn't look good, and we don't have that joke at the end.
Yeah, we'll see how we do.
So, what you guys said you met in 2017 or 2016?
We met a while before that. That's in 2016 is when we started working on this. This was the first thing we ever wrote together, but we went to school together at film school. So we've known each
Okay.
other since what, 2014?
2014 or 13. I mean, when was it? What year did you come in?
2013, I went there, but I don't know if I ever had a conversation with you in like the first year I was there.
But yeah, 2013, 2014, around there.
Not that I normally ask this question, just because I'm interested, because you guys have been on here so long and I would like a little bit more depth. What sparked the conversation then? Why did you guys decide I need to collaborate with this guy? I need to make something with him.
Well, the first it was a different class. We were in a Bible class together, and we started studying together for the test. And then we started talking about film stuff, because I don't know if we ever even had a film class together.
And then I just remember one time, so Matt had sent me, like, we had done like a project together with some people on his floor where I just did, I used to have a web series on campus. And so I came in and did like a little cameo joke thing. And Matt was on it. I think you directing it, if I'm not
The
mistaken.
music videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you direct? Yeah. And then so I was just like, oh, this guy's funny. And then just we just became the, you know, through the class, and then like would talk about film and stuff. And then Matt sent me We Make Movies, and he's like, hey, will you take a look at this and just give me notes? And so I just remember I was like watching this movie. I'm like, gosh, this guy's awesome. This is super funny. And then another he sent me a script, and so I saw like, oh my gosh, like he's an incredible writer. And then just things happen. And so when Bigfoot and Jeff first happened, I used to host trivia at restaurants and bars. And I was hosting trivia one night, and Matt Hawksworth came through, and he, after hosting, he was like, dude, we've talked about doing something together for so long. Like, let's make it happen. Can you come by my office tomorrow? And so I went the next day, and we were talking, and they're like, okay, hey, we want to do something in the world of adventure, outdoors, maybe Bigfoot, and we want it to be a comedy, and you love comedy, and you're funny. And I was like, thank God they think I'm funny. Any ideas? And I just said, I was like, well, immediately my mind goes to a buddy comedy, because I love buddy comedy so much. Like Will Ferrell is my all-time hero. And I just was like, what about a buddy comedy about Bigfoot and his best friend who's a park ranger? I don't know, call it Bigfoot and Jeff. And then literally just all of our eyes just were like, oh, I think that's it. And so we just went with
Yeah.
it. And I started writing. And so I'm writing all these episodes by myself. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I feel like this would actually really benefit from having a co-writer. And so I reached out to Matt. I was like, hey, would you want to jump in on this and like write this with me and like help me actually like make it better? And so thank God he said yes. And yeah, and then we wrote 12 episodes together at Panera Breads throughout the
Very true.
Orange County, Los Angeles area. But it just, I don't know, just the way it happened. And then like just more and more projects. And Matt was like, hey, I'm writing this feature. You want to jump on this? And then we were like, let's do Beach Boys and then our other shows. And so it's just kind of all spiraled, but it all kind of really started from just kind of knowing each other and on campus and having a respect for the other's work. And now we're stuck together.
Excellent.
We
Let's
didn't
not
really
forget.
do anything film related while at film school together, just afterwards.
That's okay. Nobody does anything film related to film
I
school
just
with
think it's
each
funny.
other. What about music? Let's not forget about the music in the film.
The
Sure.
music is by our composer Joel Santos. I'll give him a shout out. He's a very good
Have I
composer.
heard
He
him
did the music
before?
with.
Or...
I'm not sure. He actually just worked on a Star Wars video game. I think he did the
No.
music for,
Can't
but.
help him there. No, no
Nothing,
idea.
nothing huge yet, but he's very good.
Okay, last question about the short. Problem with costuming. Anything behind the scenes with it? Like, was it movable? Like, I'm worried about you moving. Like, you're wearing this and that, and nothing against Bigfoot. He doesn't move that much here.
I mean, it definitely was a learning curve. I mean, even too, it's like sometimes like with the expressions on the mask, like Matt would give me the note of like, all right, JJ, can you give me more expression? And I'm like, I'm going as big as I can. And then he'd be like, okay, go even bigger.
Yeah.
And then I would just, you know, I'd have to try. And so like under the mask, I'm like, wow, you know, just making the biggest
It
movements. I'm
works.
like,
It 100% works.
so, but yeah,
That's
then,
good to hear.
yeah. So,
Okay.
and then like moving around just took some time, just but like had to just think about like bigger movements, just use every
Okay.
motion.
I guess it's going to be a shot in the dark here. When can we expect new episodes?
Hopefully soon, but like we said, we don't know. We're waiting on some other people to get back to us about some things right now.
So I'm
But
going to ballpark here, April, May.
I would hope early next year, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our
That's
hoping for
fine. I'm
early
not
next
wanting to hold you down to anything. I just,
year.
people
Yeah.
listening to this and they enjoy it, they might want to be looking for new things.
Yes.
Yes.
So like and subscribe the video and, Pay for the Kickstarter so you'll know what's going on. Okay, I'll give you guys two options here. I have three questions for you that I made up, and I have a Canadian quiz. What would you like to do first? Because you're doing both.
Let's do the
Let's do
Canadian.
the
Okay,
Canadian
Canadian
quiz it
quiz.
is. I'm not going to give you all of it because some of it I know there's no way you could know the answers to them.
Now, are we competing against each other or?
That's whatever you guys want. What is the official language of the Canadian province, Quebec?
French.
French. Good work. What year did Canada become a country?
Nineteen
Oh.
twenty-two.
Nope.
No, oh gosh, I don't remember. I'm
Eighteen
gonna say
eighty-four.
1812.
Not a chance. What is the Canadian national anthem?
Oh, Canada. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely correct. What day does Canada Day occur? No.
March 3rd.
Nope. Now, since you guys talked to me numerous times, what province is Toronto in?
Ontario.
That's
Ontario.
correct. What leaf is on the Canadian flag?
The
Leaf.
maple leaf.
Well, you guys are doing better than I thought you would. Canada produces 85% of the world's supply of what food item?
Syrup.
Maple syrup. That is correct. Now, this one you guys probably didn't even know. What color is the sand on Prince Edward Island?
Blue.
I'll say
No,
white.
it's red.
Okay.
What is Canada's only official bilingual province?
It would be Quebec's not a province, is it?
It is a province.
Okay, there we go.
It is Quebec. What day is Thanksgiving celebrated in Canada?
November 12th.
Well, do you celebrate Thanksgiving the same as us?
No, we don't. We
Yeah, okay.
celebrated earlier.
So it's not today?
I'll say
It's
it's in
not
the
today.
summer. I'll say in July, July
Not a
7th.
nope.
Wait,
What?
August 18th.
Not a chance. What city is the capital of Canada?
Ottawa.
Oh, very good.
I was
What?
gonna say the same thing.
The Canadian flag features a leaf from which type of tree?
Maple.
A maple tree.
What is Canada's national sport?
Hockey.
Yeah,
That
it's
is
gotta be hockey,
correct.
yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Some of these are just dumb. I don't even know the answer to that. What is the national flower of Canada? I do not even know that.
Chrysanthemum.
It might be. I couldn't even tell you. Nothing else of here if it's any interest. These are getting really harder now. Okay, enough of that. There you go. Save some Canadian questions. I probably could do the same for America and do pretty good.
When
But
was
that's
Canada
because
founded? Do you have that in front of you?
1967.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
Really?
no, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
Okay, my fun questions, which are better than those. I just wanted to test you guys out since you guys are from California.
Yeah.
Favorite campfire food?
Ooh. I know
And it,
mine is an oldie but a goodie, a s'more, but I don't use the regular chocolate. You got to do it with a Reese's peanut butter cup.
oh, brilliant. That is
Yes.
probably the best way to go.
If I'm going sweet, I'm doing the exact same thing, but I also do love like a fire roasted hot dog.
That's probably my favorite. I'm with you
So
on that one.
I think I would probably choose hot dog because I would, yeah.
Your favorite monster?
Favorite monster would be.
Well, can we say Bigfoot?
You can.
Yeah, I gotta go Bigfoot then.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll
And the
go
last
Bigfoot.
one is Matt's favorite thing. What do you want for Christmas?
World peace. No.
See you later.
My favorite thing?
One thing you want for Christmas. I know you love Christmas.
Oh gosh. I'll say I don't even know. I'll say a candle from Bath and Body Works.
Oh God, JJ, you can do better than that.
two candles from Bath. No, I want a Ford Explorer Sport.
There you go. I would say a fully funded
Oh, a bit.
Bigfoot series would be
Well,
my
yeah, okay.
personal
I was thinking
answer.
something that had to be under the tree.
No, I don't, that could be under the tree.
This is a
Oh, I
stack of
mean,
cash.
a fully funded Bigfoot series and fully funded Bigfoot movie. Our goal is to do a movie after the
Oh,
series.
well,
Yeah.
okay, there we go. So
Yeah.
before I let you wonderful guys to go, Do you want to pimp up your website for the seventh time and your Kickstarter and anything
Sure.
else you want to do? This is
Most of
good
our
time.
stuff we do on Instagram, and it's just at Bigfoot and Jeff. And
What do you
our
do for
channel
people
is.
like me that don't have Instagram? There must be something. And yes, I do not have Instagram. That's not a joke.
You
That's TikTok, because I would imagine you're very active on TikTok, right?
Oh, huge, huge.
I mean, our YouTube channel is I mean, that's where the videos are. And I let me confirm here. I think it's just
Bigfoot and Jeff.
Jeff.
Perfect. This is, yeah, I
Bigfoot
watched
and
them
Jeff.
all. I watched all three of them. But you guys knew I would, so.
But that's, and then that's where the future episodes will be, hopefully, as well, on the YouTube channel.
Don't we have
Or
other
on
things to
Netflix.
pimp out, like, you know,
Yes.
Beach Boys and
Well, yeah, you
Man on the
got, if you
Moon?
haven't seen the Beach Boys, you got to watch the Beach Boys on Tubi. And also our show called Almost Quitting Time on TikTok is a new thing JJ kind of started and we've been working on. And what else,
TikTok and
JJ?
Instagram. And then we're in the we shot another pilot that we're working on pitching currently, so hopefully we'll have more news about that very soon. But we
Cool.
we're trying to just keep going and keep making stuff, and you know, especially in the comedy realm, we love to make people laugh and we love doing what we do. So
And
people have
soon, Simon, you will hear about there's we've created a sketch comedy show, but it's not public yet. And
I can't wait. I
it's
love sketch
something that some
comedy.
different studios are possibly interested in.
Cool.
So
And people out there, these guys have been on my show numerous times. So if you love this interview, please go back and type in their names. You'll get seven interviews with these guys. Well, JJ's not on seven, but Matt is. And we'll talk about Matt's mom because I didn't bring her up this
Oh
time
yeah,
just
you
to
didn't bring
bother.
her up. She's in this one. You got,
I know she's only in it briefly. I've got to wait for more Matt's mom later on. So check out their stuff, guys. This is for me personally. I love it. It's funny. Give these guys a chance. Thank you guys for having time for me tonight. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.